Hey there, readers. I'm Andrea.
Welcome. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm Chastity.
And this is why am I reading this?
And this is Panic.
Yes. I love how it's just like neither of us is really sure of the script. So we're just like,
I know. One of us like acts like they know what they're doing. And then the other one's like, fuck. And we kind of take turns doing that.
Yeah. And you know what? I love that dynamic.
I love that for us.
I love it.
You know what it is we take turns sharing the brain cell.
There it
goes. You have the brain cell today.
Yay. Except not for this book.
Good job. No one had a brain cell for this book. No one.
Okay, so first of all, let's tell everybody what the fuck we read.
Yeah, honestly, I'm very close to no, let's not. Like, what
okay.
the fuck?
I'm glad it's
this
not just
wasn't,
me.
This, yeah, this wasn't why am I reading this? This was what in the actual mother-loving fuck am I reading right now?
Yes.
And why am I wasting brain cells on this?
Thank you. Oh my God. So, I mean, spoilers for the listeners, we did not enjoy this book.
No.
Not at all.
Like.
But the name.
That was an experience.
Yeah. So the title of this book is Motherfucking Sharks.
Like, no, that's actually the title.
That is actually.
Motherfucking Sharks.
Yeah. And it's by Brian Allen Carr. And somewhere I picked up the tagline, a lazy fascist Western. I don't know where I snagged that from.
But it makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It's very lazy.
Like, it and it's very Western.
Yeah. I don't know if I could call
like
it.
Like old-fashioned Western.
Yeah. It definitely has that kind of vibe. So, would you like to describe the the cover so that we can judge it?
Oh my God, it's time. It is time for our favorite time of the day, and it is judge a book by its cover.
Woo-hoo.
Let's do it. Okay, this is the disappointing part. I love this cover.
Okay, for once, we are in agreement. I really like this cover.
Great. Oh my God. It's just, it's so funny. And it looks like it was going to be such a good story.
I was so excited. So it's a sepia background. The only color that isn't
sepia?
Brown. Sepia.
Wait. Is it sepia or sepia?
Oh, I always say sepia. It might be sepia.
Oh my God. Have I been saying it wrong with sepia?
I don't know. I think it's like a root route sort of thing.
Everyone makes fun of me when I say root.
I say root.
But like every time when I was playing Pokemon as a kid, there's a U in it. So I read it as root 7, root 8. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sepia, sepia, whatever. It's brown.
Yeah, okay, cool. It brown AF.
Yeah, and it has this kind of like implied desert. So there are like little saguaros in. It looks like ink, and then there's like some sort of cliff situation just coming out of the desert, and there are little blood splatters on it. So the blood splatters and the massive dead-eyed shark,
that is blue,
which is in blue. Yeah, those are the only two colors. And in the background, you can kind of see there are like the shadows of other sharks flying through the air. And I props to whoever designed this because I love the font. I love it.
Yeah.
It's kind of janky and it's so good.
It fits so well, like, with what I wanted this to be.
Yeah. And for our listeners here, this was one of the first, right, that you mentioned to me.
Yeah, because I was like, my favorite animals are sharks. There's a book called Motherfucking Sharks.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's our cover. And, yeah.
This is when we insert the meme of who was it? Was it? Who was the model who did America's Top Model, like the hostess? Who was that?
Tyra Banks?
Yeah. Insert Tyra Banks meme of, we believed in you. We all believed in you.
Yeah. And you know what's really funny? So in my notes, I put under expectations exactly what you said in the last episode. What it says on the tin.
Yeah.
That is literally here. And I did this in December. This is a while ago.
Oh my, I read it recently, to be perfectly honest.
That's okay.
And I was just like sitting there, and I read it in a sitting.
Oh,
and
good for you.
Just, I
couldn't.
If I put it down, I wouldn't have picked it back up. And this wasn't in a haunted vagina way of like, oh, if I put it down, I wouldn't have picked up because ha 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 ha. No, like, I just wouldn't have.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
No offense, Mr. Carr, but
you know what's funny too? Is that on the Amazon page, mm-hmm. the synopsis is just, it's an excerpt.
It is. Yeah.
There is no synopsis because there is no intelligible story. Like there is, but there isn't.
No, I agree.
Yeah. So. Like,
yeah. There's no, because like, here's the thing. If you want to write in a nonsensical style, like a great author of that, Chuck Palahniuk.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Palahniuk can write a story and it be in three different times and you don't even realize it until he flat out explains, oh, this was in different times. And then things start like coming together of like, oh.
It's The Witcher.
And he does it like, yeah, yeah. But before The Witcher, you know, before The Witcher, the show.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever read Invisible Monsters, it's one of his best mm-hmm. works, in my opinion. And the entire time you're trying to figure out, like, all kinds of different twists, much like this book was trying to do.
Yeah.
And
it just, there wasn't enough substance
there was
to
not.
Make it twisty.
Yes, I agree.
You know, it was like trying to make a double helix out of a single piece.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. Listen to you, Miss Science.
I just pulled that on my ass.
So clearly we do have a lot that we disliked about this. Was there anything we liked beyond the cover? Is the cover
no,
it's
saving face? The cover was it for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Great. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I guess I'll as the quote-unquote spoiler-free synopsis, I'll read the Amazon page, unless you want to.
No, you go right ahead.
Okay. And it is supposed to be a song, and I'm not going to sing, because I don't know what this song is supposed to sound like.
Aww.
And I would make up some bullshit, so...
That'd be great.
Maybe another time when I have some more time to prepare, and like I'm actually hydrated.
Is this the part of the episode where I once again mentioned you do fucking, like, operatic singing? Because I think I've mentioned it every episode.
Yeah. No, but I'm massively dehydrated today. Like, I was singing in the car on my way home, and I was just like, ugh. Yeah.
The struggle. It real.
It real. So, this is what it says. Where I come from, the children sing a song. And as an aside, your children should not be using this kind of language. But anyway... Oh, the motherfucking sharks. Oh, they're gonna come to town. Oh, they're gonna kill the babies. Oh, they're gonna make you drowned in your blood. Oh, the
drowned in your blood.
Drowned in your blood.
Drowned
yes.
in your blood.
Yeah. Oh, the motherfucking sharks. Oh, they're gonna mince the flesh. They're gonna swim up and around you. Don't you know you'll never pass the test? It's over. Oh, the motherfucking sharks. Oh, they don't care about the gods. And they don't care about the families. And they don't care about the cries or tears. They're killers. Motherfucking sharks. Motherfucking sharks. Motherfucking sharks. Motherfucking sharks.
Beautiful.
Masterpiece.
Beautiful. Just, right there.
Chef's
kiss.
This
man,
garbage.
Get this man an Emmy or whatever the fuck.
Get him some kind of weird-ass writer reward. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. And I mean...
Really, this synopsis does actually kind of get someone ready for what they're about to read.
I don't think anything could prepare someone, frankly.
I mean, like, because it's nonsensical, but yeah. nonsensical for the sake of nonsensicality. Is that a word?
It is now.
Okay. And it's not inherently deep. It's just, it's, oh my God, you know what it is? Mm. It's shock media.
Yeah. I feel like he was just throwing in stuff.
Well, do we want to get to the spoilerful?
Sure. I don't know how many notes you took. Mine is like 3 sentences and I gave up.
Mine's a paragraph and then it was just, I don't like this book. Yeah. This is going to be our shortest episode ever.
Probably. Because,
well, one, this book is short.
Yeah.
Shorter than The Haunted Vagina.
Was it really?
I think.
Oh, God. It didn't feel like it. Yeah.
Well, that's because you broke it up. I ripped that Band-Aid off. Well,
not only that, but just... Okay. It felt like my brain was, like, rejecting all of this. Everything. Because I was trying to read it. I was on this lovely cruise with my mother, and I was trying to read it while we had some downtime.
You ruined your cruise with this book?
Oh, no. I only got through the first chapter.
Oh, okay. Good.
Literally, I had to reread that chapter because I was just like, my brain is literally like not processing it. It feels like when I'm having a really like bad mental health day and it's just sliding off of my shiny brain. Mm-hmm. It just did not absorb it.
It's, you know what this book is? It's an infection that our body is trying to reject.
God, it's writer herpes.
Yep, every detail that you can't remember is just another slide of, like, plasma coming out of your skin and just dripping away.
Yeah.
The body wants to reject this.
Yeah, reading this book did sort of feel like when you have food poisoning and you're just like, please, God, let me just vomit.
Let me just reject all of this.
I'll feel so much better after I throw up.
There are certain scenes that flat out ooged me. Like, I was like, this is clearly written by a white man and it's so I mean, am I wrong?
No, you're not, but I didn't think of it that way.
Clearly written by a white man.
Yes. Oh my Lord.
No offense, Mr. Carr. Every offense, Mr. Carr.
Every offense. I have opinions.
I do too. So for a spoilerful book or spoilerful
synopsis
discussion, it starts out following one specific guy.
Crick.
You know what? Crick. That's right. I actually did like his name. And he had the potential to be a good character. But of course he wasn't.
Yeah.
But of course he wasn't, because no one was. No one was a good character in this.
No. They were all very flat.
Yep. But maybe the mule. Who knows?
Yeah, the mule may have been the most well-rounded character. Actually, no.
So Crick?
The dumb one.
The brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name I felt for him. Remember. Yeah, I was like... Okay, you were the one who did the right thing.
He is. So, Crick is running around towns trying to warn people about the motherfucking sharks. Mm-hmm. But rather than, you know, going to towns and explaining this strange phenomenon with, like, photographic evidence to be like, hey, this thing is happening, he just runs around mumbling incoherently and, like, repeating motherfucking sharks over and over again.
And juggling skulls.
With a mule. And juggling the skulls of his dead family.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
Supposedly. Allegedly, Senator. And then gets mad when people don't believe him. Mm-hmm. But he just sits there repeating motherfucking sharks. And of course no one's going to believe him.
He ends up getting arrested.
And then the sharks come and... Yeah. And then the sharks come and eat everyone really viciously.
Yeah. I mean,
that's it. That's the book.
I mean, yeah, but there's also some other gross stuff that happens in the meantime.
Oh, there's disgusting, unnecessary parts. Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah, that is like, literally the gist of the entire book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then there's like side stories, like the brother that we mentioned. You know what? The brother story, I think, is the nicest story. So let's start with that one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got these couple of brothers. One is rather shady, and the other one is clearly like the village idiot type.
Yeah.
And they are tasked with dispatching Crick's mule, Merm.
That poor mule. Merm.
Merm. Yeah, I made a point of putting in that name because I was like, hey, Merm.
Merm.
Yeah.
You know why? You know why its name is Merm? It's all it can say. Merm. Like, have you heard?
You're absolutely a mule, right.
Bray. Yeah. Merm.
Yeah. So, the village idiot brother is going to kill the mule. Oh, go ahead.
I've got great names for them.
You do.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Oh my god, you are absolutely right.
There we go.
Boom.
Tell me the story of Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Yeah. Tell me.
So, Tweedledee is trying to get his brother to kill the mule with, I think it was like an axe or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say the one part of this that was actually very well written that I liked the device that they used was...
The scene.
Yeah, because the chapter ends with Tweedledum raising the hatchet and then it cuts to another story.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get back to him... We don't actually see the murder that happens, but he shows up with a bowl of soup for the prisoner.
Tweedledum. Tweedledum
yes,
shows
sorry,
up with
Tweedledum.
Soup.
Yes, sorry, Tweedledum. Yeah, he shows up with a bowl of soup for Crick, who is in jail. And Crick very cryptically says, this is not mule. And Tweedledum
and
is
like...
And
he's fine with eating his mule.
Yeah, which is
like,
weird.
He is not upset. Like, they're, like, trying to, like, be like, here's your mule. It's in a stew. And he's like, this ain't mule.
Yeah.
Weird. And then the cop, which here's another proof of ACAB, got mad that he dared tell him that it's not mule.
Yeah. He was, like, really upset. He's like, of course it's your mule. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
he got, like, over the top mad, though. Like, this is, like, Kyle level of mad. That man's name should have been Kyle.
Yeah.
And there should have been a drywall for him to punch.
Yeah, kind of.
So, as Andrea said, like, he kills his brother rather than the mule.
Yeah.
And then chops up his brother. And then feeds his brother to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Very odd. But, like, that was the best of the stories. Because there was one
100%.
Other where, let's see. Tim.
Are you talking? Yep. I knew you. This is why I'm saying that this book was shock media.
Yeah.
Is this scene. Yeah. Is the Tim scene. Also, did you find it funny that we had two Tims in a row?
We did.
Oh, wait. No, we had Big Jim, not
Jim. There we go. Yeah. But similar kind of short names. But,
Tim. The story of Tim.
Tim was going to be hanged for horse thievery. And he
to feed his family.
Yeah. Which I don't blame him for, but.
Right.
Yeah. As he's at the gallows waiting to be hanged, he asked to see some tits.
Which, like, I mean.
Pull them out for the dead guys, ladies. Come on.
Same, brah. Like, if I was about to die,
I would want to see a nice tit or two, you know?
Yeah.
But,
like, giant thing of titties.
Show me the boobs.
Show me the boobies.
Yeah. And
I get it. I get it.
For him, that is when the sharks attack. And we don't really...
And they actually...
Sorry?
More or less save him by accident.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of in a weird way.
Yeah.
And,
but Tim... Tim has a sister.
A twin sister.
A twin sister.
Yeah.
Not only that, the thing that bothered me was it kept on talking about how they look exactly alike, but they're different genders. And
yeah,
I'm like,
that's not how twinning works.
That is not at all.
Yeah. Fraternal is fraternal.
Fraternal is fraternal. You cannot have identical. I mean, unless one of them is trans, but
that I'm assuming because this is a Western, that's not the case.
Yeah. like, it just doesn't happen. So it really annoyed me.
Yeah. Our little science-y brains were like, no.
Yeah. Well, and then we do establish that neither of them are trans. Because.
Yeah, because Tim is like, hey, yo, I don't want to die a virgin. So let's fuck before these sharks come and rip us apart.
As a shark is bursting through the wall about to eat them. So it's not, this is the thing that drove me insane. They didn't even have time to enjoy sex.
No.
They had time for him to put it in so they could both be like, well, we won't die virgins, and then they die.
Yeah.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it felt like he just was trying to shoehorn in some incest.
Yes.
And I'm like,
100%.
There is a better way to do this. It's called Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Game of Thrones has people fucking cheering for the incest. Yeah. Like, just build up to it. Hire Matt Smith to play as your douchey uncle, and women will be creaming their panties like, yeah, unky, give it to me. Like,
well, I was actually thinking of the Lannister twins.
Oh, right, them.
Yeah, because that's a little bit closer to this. But no, you're absolutely correct. Twins. The whole Targaryen dynasty is all incest.
Yeah, no one's rooting for the Lannisters.
No, they're not.
They can go get squished by rocks. Oh, wait.
Oops, spoilers. Anyway. I know, it's been like 3 years.
If you haven't experienced the disappointment that is the end of Game of Thrones, well...
You haven't lived.
This is better than actually watching it, so you're welcome.
There you go. Yeah, that's fair.
I'm doing the lad's work.
She's here doing the lad's work.
Oh, God. So, yeah, so they shunted, or he shunted in a random incest scene that felt gratuitous and just, let's shock the writers. And in the main storyline, the part that, like, really made me mad, there's a character whose name is Mother?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it may be one of those where it's like, it's just her title now.
Okay, because... So there's a character and it's Mother, and it sounds like it's a kid narrating at first, but this character is always just referred to as Mother, no matter what. And at first, it sounds like Mother is going to have a lot of character growth. She's going to get over her alcoholic father. She's going to get over her own alcoholism. Like, there's a lot of potential symbolism. Unrealized. Yeah.
Fully
because
unrealized.
She would eat her... Oh, yeah. She'd eat her ice cream... spoiler. She would drink her alcohol out of an ice cream bowl because that's what her alcoholic father did. Yeah. And, like... we could have gone so many places with this Mr. Carr. Like, what the fuck? But instead, the character saves a bunch of girls from these motherfucking sharks. And then, after all of these chances to grow as a character, and this is how I know it's written by a white man, okay? This right here, this moment I went, yep, that's a white man. And then I looked him up and I was like, sure shit, there's sure a white shit. Man looking back at me on the screen. She looks at these sharks that are about to eat her and she goes, I bet that is a man shark. And gets on her back and spreads her legs for the shark to enter her. And then she dies. And I'm like, that is the stupidest, most incel, fucking moronic thing I have ever read in my life.
Yeah. Boy, I fully blocked that out of my head. I remember it now.
Yeah.
That's gross. Yeah.
Like, I'll admit it. I've used my, like, sexual wiles to, like, get things that I've wanted in the past while young and, you know, adorable.
Sure, but...
But if a shark's chasing me...
They don't give a fuck.
I'm not gonna offer it my genitalia. There was that one time I did accidentally grab the genitalia of a shark.
You did?
Yep.
That's a tale that I need to know. This is a story you must tell.
When I went to Cancun when I was very young, there was a place where you could go and pet sharks and take pictures with them. They were just tiny little Were they nurse sharks? Yeah, the ones that look like giant catfish. Nurse sharks.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, those are nurse sharks.
And I went and I like took pictures, and then like I waited for the line to end because, again, my favorite animal is sharks. And I got back in the water and I like hung out with this guy who like took care of the shark. Nice. And the entire time we're both just petting him and like, you know, just talking and laughing. And I put my hand under and I'm like trying to pat its belly. And then I noticed something really squishy beneath of it. And I'm like, huh? And I'm sitting there, and listeners, I'm doing a squish motion. Yeah, I'm squishing with my hands and I'm squishing something. And it feels like, have you ever felt those like, those toys that were...
The 90s like, toys?
Yeah, the 90s infinity toys that you squish.
Oh my God. Yes, it felt like that.
And I just kept doing it and I'm like, what is this? Now, listeners, you might not know, but sharks' genitalia, they have two.
I didn't know that.
They got two.
Huh.
Men, male sharks have two. And they're like pincer shaped. So they're shaped like this. They're pincer shaped because they have to clamp on to the female. So I have these two like long things. Look at a shark's underbelly sometime. There's going to be, yeah, you'll, yeah, yeah. Oh, I have a adult rubber figurine of one, if you ever.
Oh, God. I need to look this up.
I'm like, how do I, oh, it's called Bruce.
Of course it is.
It's from Bad Dragon.
Uh-huh, I knew it. The minute you said it was Bruce. Okay, so I have to show you this thing that I just found.
Okay.
I'm going to...
Let me finish my thing, and then we'll go to your thing. But no, so I'm sitting here squishing this, like, 90s infinity toy over and over again, and I, like, make a face, and the guy's like, are you okay? And I was like, there's something on the shark, and then, like, realization hits me the second he starts laughing, and I'm like, I am sexually assaulting your shark right now. And he goes, nah, he probably likes it, and just keeps laughing. And I just go beet red, not because I am white as hell under the sun, because I just sexually fondled up this poor shark who was letting me pet it.
You know, it's probably more action than that thing got in a while.
Yeah, you're welcome, shark. I'm sure you're dead by now, but you're welcome.
Oh, that's all right, weird looking. So, oh, my
Andrea
God. Andrea
sent me something that is called Dick Penis Shark. Uh-huh. So let's click on
it. It's hilarious. It's a 3D print file. Isn't that funny? It's a little peen with shark fins.
I wish this could go on our Instagram, but it would definitely get flagged.
Oh, God, yeah, it would get flagged so fast. But yeah, no, so if you literally, if you Google shark penis... It's like the second thing that pops up. It's a little 3D print file of a penis that has little shark fins. It's kind of cute, actually.
I want one. I want one.
Well, you know who can print one for you.
I was going to say, can your hubs print me one?
There's also, I saw one a while back that was a T-Rex that was a similar situation.
I saw that one going around. That was funny.
Yeah, that was, mm-hmm. Yeah, Dickosaurus. It was great.
Oh, Dickosaurus.
This is the only way that this episode is going to have any sort of substance to it.
Oh, it's true. It's just us, like, making fucking jokes about this shit. Oh, anyway, God. Oh, right, the shark sexually assaulted this woman by inserting itself into her vagina and ravaging her from the inside out. That's right. So yeah, the character mother pissed me off because white man can't write women. If this author finds us bitching like this, he's going to be like, these fucking bitches thinking that since I'm a white man, I did this. Bitch, do you see any other person writing this sort of shit?
Mm-hmm. Also, it's our opinion.
It's my opinion!
Okay, so I have a stupid question, because I heard that off of Morbid, and I know it's from something. What is it from?
It's like an internet meme. It's my opinion. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I think it was either a kid or a blonde girl.
Probably, I don't know.
Just screaming, but,
okay, it's my opinion. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a blonde woman.
Okay. Yeah, I hear it on Morbid, and it just makes me happy.
It's so funny.
Oh, God. But anyway, Yeah. So the rest of the book is kind of just gore.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a gore horror, like, body horror type book.
Yeah.
Eventually, the Crick, he tricks the cop into hanging out with him while the sharks are ravaging the town. Mm-hmm. But then he ends up killing the cop because the cop is a liar. Right? Isn't that why he kills him?
I think so.
I mean, honestly, I mean, the cop had it coming to him.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that he was, like, an innocent or anything, but, like...
Yeah.
I don't remember. Like I said, this entire book just sloughed off my brain.
Oh, you're lucky.
Ugh.
Like, I'm gonna have to tell my therapist, okay, I have a new trigger. And it's this book.
It's motherfucking sharks.
It's motherfucking sharks. Don't confuse this with my love of sharks.
Sharks, yeah.
It's not sharks. It's motherfucking sharks.
Oh, yeah. And can we talk about the fact that this... Mr. Carr here used every opportunity he could to say, motherfucking sharks.
Motherfucking sharks, yes. Motherfucking there would just sharks. Be pages where that's all it said.
Yeah. And I was just like... Why?
Cause shock factor, I guess.
You are not Samuel L. Jackson.
No, you know what it is? Is he is trying to envelop the I'm so quirky and random 2000s, like, energy. You know, the whole, like, squirrel, tee-hee, look, I'm so ADHD. You know what I'm saying?
I may have just thrown up a little in my mouth.
Exactly. That, I think he was kind of going for that. There she is, the cryingest of babies, with the stubbiest legs. We are talking about Andrea's corgi, who is the scariest baby ever.
Oh my god, she is,
and is ironically named
Valkyrie. Yes. But I will say, she's a tank.
She is a tank.
Why are you crying at me?
She a baby, that's why.
She won't let me hold her, though. I can't, like, bring her onto my chair, because she'll just,
that's what Freya does.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. But this one just becomes, like, stiff as a board, and not light as a feather. Holy crap. Like, don't get me wrong. She is obese. Do not get me wrong. But, yeah, no, she, like, 50 pounds. She weighs almost the same as Fenrir.
What?
Yeah, who, for the listeners, is my German Shepherd Husky mix. And, yeah, they weigh almost the same. Like, don't get me wrong, he's a skinny boy.
He is a skinny boy.
But we free feed. So he's eating exactly as much as he wants, which is the problem with her, because she eats everything
I was going to say, is she getting weight?
No. We have to find out.
Oh, okay.
We're trying.
I feel like she has if she's that heavy now.
I think she's between, like, 45 and 50 pounds. But, yeah, the vet has been like, you need to, like, control her food intake. And I'm like, I'm trying. Sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Anyway.
Where were we? Oh, okay, yeah. No, I was talking about, like, how this guy was trying to be shocking, but also, like, random. Yeah. I feel like I have a very good example in my OneNote, mm-hmm. Okay? So, listener, I'm going to read a very long portion because the entire portion just really encompasses how fucking strange this is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, like, how, like, unnecessary it all was. This is in the scene where everyone is currently being eaten by sharks. Like, carnage and gruesome mortality is everywhere, okay? And this book has always been in the third person. Always. Now listen, I'm serious here. I'm willing to sacrifice my spot in heaven to make you feel bad while reading this. I'll quit drinking forever tomorrow, and I won't jerk off to amateur porn anymore. You know, the kind that's been stolen and where the women look embarrassed and the men look eager and the light is yellow and you can nearly smell the sin, but it won't matter anymore because after I kill this toddler out of your imagination, God will think me reprehensible. I want this all to occur inside of you. We're a team, okay? We're gonna kill this little kid together. Kill this kid with me. Put it in your mind and let's kill it. Just you and me. Just you and me and our imaginations. Just two people taking a kid and killing it in our hearts.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the point of all that? Like, I get he's trying to be funny, but there's trying too hard.
Yeah.
Like, with the random mini, like, monologue about amateur porn. Though, I mean, okay, yeah. Minus the woman look embarrassed. Yeah. It was all accurate. But has he watched amateur porn? Because that's where the women, like, thrive.
Often, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the women are like, fuck you, that's my stunt dick, so you're gonna do what I want. So, yeah.
Well, like, unless he's talking about, like, the revenge porn.
But he said amateur porn.
Yeah, but, like, you know how there are those sites where it's like, it's amateur porn, but it's like, no, that was your boyfriend saying, let's make a sex tape, and then you broke up, and he was like, well, fuck you, and I'm gonna post it.
And you know what? I could see this author totally
being into that shit. Consuming
that kind of media. Yeah. That kind of disgusting fucking media. But yeah, he like.
Get it willingly.
Yeah, like, I just don't get it.
It was a great disappointment.
It was a huge disappointment. Trying so hard to be witty, trying so hard to be goofy, random squirrel, and trying so hard to just be shocking. Yeah. There was no point for the incest. There was no point for this whole portion of kill the toddler with me. Yeah. There was no point for mother to be like, I should spread my legs because this shark is a man.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
None of it made any sense.
The only part that actually had point was Tweedledum killing his brother because his brother was a douchebag who wanted to hurt animals.
Yeah.
Like, that part, I was like, okay, yeah.
I could get behind that.
He's still a bad person, but, like, he saved that mule.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your note?
It was the synopsis, and I was just kind of like,
ugh. Oh, seriously? That's it?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to this.
As soon as the Tilly and Tim incest happened, that was when I stopped taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was within, like, the first three chapters?
Yeah, it was really early on.
It was really early on, and I was just like, nope. Can't do it. Not today.
Nope. Not today, Satan.
Yeah. It's not in the stars.
It is not. Not in the stars. Can't do it.
Not today.
God, like, I know this is already short, but, like, that's it.
That is it.
That's all there is.
Guys, it's... what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Motherfucking sharks. And that is it.
That is it. So, should listeners read it?
Fuck no. Fuck no. I would sooner rip every single page out of its binding and wipe my ass with it.
Yeah. No, same.
Read this book. It is not worth it. Unless you can get it on Kindle Unlimited, in which case, be my guest. Because it's essentially free. Yeah, because
it's free.
Yeah. But, yeah.
What's your rating?
Can I give it a negative? Can I give it a negative 12?
Holy shit. A negative 12? It's even out of 10. What? Oh my, why is it a negative 12?
Because my mind literally rejected it.
Oh my God, it PTSD, forgot it.
Seriously, it feels like trauma amnesia.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm just like...
Maybe that's what he was going for?
Why?
I don't...
Why would you do that?
Because shock? I don't know, man.
Because I'm like, if you're not writing something that people are going to remember, then what's the point?
I mean, the only type of person who can write this sort of material is a douche.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like every offense to you, Mr. Carr.
Yes.
You are probably a douche. ask your friends, hey, am I a douche? And they'll probably laugh over a beer, probably a Coors fucking Light, and be like, yeah, you're a douche. I'm just saying.
I don't know why the Coors Light really got me.
It really paints the picture of the kind of douche.
Yeah.
It's not like it's an IPA or like a stout. No, it's fucking Coors Light.
It might be like a White Claw.
No, that's still too classy.
That's still too classy? Mm.
That's still. Because that would imply women are in his life. And I'm just saying. I'm making assumptions of this human I've never met, but I'm going to.
Honestly, if I met this author in person, I might spit at his feet. And for me, that is audacious.
I spit at your feet, sir.
Yeah.
Or I bite my thumb, sir.
I bite my thumb at you! I may even give him the fig.
I would have to just be like, why?
Sir. Yeah.
Why?
Like, you need to sit down and explain this to me.
I made a podcast with my friend and I made a podcast, and your title was one of the inspirational titles, and you were the biggest disappointment. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Like, can you at least try a little harder? Just a little. Because you know what? Haunted Vagina was still laughable and fun.
Yeah.
This was not.
This was pain.
This was pain.
This was the only book that we have read so far that I was literally just like, I wish I could stop.
Yeah, no, agreed.
But I have to because we have to talk about this on our podcast.
Yeah.
Like, Haunted Vagina, at least it was like, I need to know. I need to know what happens.
What a fucking train wreck. I love this.
But yeah, this book was just like,
train wreck. Yeah. This was like, dying in your sleep of diarrhea and no one remembers you instead of a train wreck.
This is a condemned hoarder house.
Yes.
In which there may be the corpses of like 12 cats and maybe a human. Oh, who knows?
I looked at a hoarder house once and she did have a dead cat in the freezer.
Oh, in the freezer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweetie.
She didn't know where else to put it.
I mean, fair.
She was a nice lady, though.
Yeah, we toured a hoarder house.
Yeah, that was what we did.
That was scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very scary place. Anyways, yeah, so, motherfucking sharks. Motherfucking don't read it.
Agreed. I mean, and my score is, you know what? Yeah, negative 12, fuck it. Like,
yeah.
I think that'll be the worst, you know what? If we're doing this 3 years from now, I hope that remains the worst score we've ever given.
I hope so.
I never want to read something this bad ever again.
I think, we need to agree right now.
Okay.
If there is a book that is physically painful for us to read.
We stop?
We stop.
And we report about it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
We'll just say.
I can agree to that. Not today, Satan.
Yes, every once in a while, we will have a DNC, did not complete.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right, guys. Oh, well, I think that's all we really have to say. This is going to be a very short episode, but...
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's it, guys. So you can find us on our socials at...
Facebook.
And Instagram.
And Instagram, yeah.
Why am I reading this podcast?
Yeah, go to our socials instead of read this book. Yeah. Just go to them instead.
Do something else.
I assure you. You know what? Go read your Facebook, feed. That'll be better than this book. You know what? Go on Twitter, a.k.a. X.
Yeah.
That'll be better than this book.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad this is. Go on fanfiction.net.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, but there's some ballers on there.
There are, but...
So.
Yeah. No. Go watch the lowest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just do something else. It'll still be better than this.
Anything. You know what? I'm going to hire all of our dogs to like co-write a book together. It'll be better.
Wow.
It's just gonna be like a lot of torn paper and like muddy footprints, but you know what?
It'll still probably be better reading.
I bet.
She heard you. She heard you. You've summoned her.
Valkyrie, are you gonna write a book for me?
Can you write a book?
She looked at me like
the blank stare.
What? You want me to do a what?
You want me? Mom, I'm just here for good butts. That's about it.
I'm here for pets and love and licks.
Anyway, what about you? We hope that you have a good week and that you'll join us again for another book that makes us say, why are we reading this?
Okay, how about a book that makes us say, like, not say that, because...
Why aren't you reading this? Let's go for that.
Yeah, because this was painful, and,
yeah.
Owie. Owie my feelings.
Yeah, Band-Aid for you.
And with that, my lovely, lovely listeners, please protect yourself from this book. Do not even touch it.
Yeah,
don't. Look at the cover. The cover's nice. That's about it.
All right, guys. Bye-bye!